Welcome to Bellwether Friends. Definitely not the first podcast featuring a discussion of pop culture and why we think you should like what we like. You should trust us because we're librarians. I'm Anna.
And I'm Aline.
And we are librarians in Western Massachusetts who like cats. And every couple of weeks we get together with someone and talk about a couple of pop culture topics, what we think, how we feel. And we end the show with our current obsessions. We have with us today, we are privileged to have with us today, the internet sensation...
Guys, stop.
Margaret, a.k.a. Mrs. Friday Next, a.k.a. one of the two Posse Dames, a.k.a. one of three appointment television podcasters, a.k.a. occasional pop culture happy hour fill-in guest or...
Fourth chair is the official
fourth
term.
Fourth chair. Okay, sorry.
It's and okay.
So much more.
Right, and also our friend. So, yeah. Thanks. Right, also
our putative friend. Winner of the imaginative, of the imagined reality TV show, America's Next Top Best Friend.
I think that you would be good at that.
Like, I'd have a lock.
Yeah. Or personal shopper.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's a very important part of being a best friend, is yes. Dress advising, clothing advising, I should say.
Yes. Also enabling.
Yeah, major enabler. I mean, I definitely helped you find one of your favorite cardigans, so.
This is true. I was wearing it today.
So, guys, come at me for all your dress and cardigan needs.
That's true. That's it. At Mrs. Friday Next on Twitter. She'll be there with dress and cardigan recommendations.
All the time.
And sometimes vintage glassware.
Oh, that's been a big thing for me lately. Guys, I did my taxes yesterday, so I feel super accomplished.
No. Okay.
But the important thing is I know how much I'm getting in my tax return, which means I know how many of the things I've been stocking on Etsy I can actually buy for myself. Fewer than I'd like. I'm in a lot of weddings this year, but... Enough.
You're always in a lot of weddings.
I'm always invited to a lot of weddings.
I remember a year when you weren't like, oh, I have five weddings.
Only three this year. I'm in the wedding party of one in May. Okay. And then in July, I'm like giving a toast at the wedding.
Yeah, so
but there
prepare.
Isn't an official party. Thank God. And I guess now there's maybe one in September, too. So
see?
I guess that's four.
See?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Then one more may appear before
who knows
the end of the year. Anyway, you're very popular, and we're lucky to have you.
I'm lucky to be popular with you two because you are great, and I love you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So today we're here to talk about girl groups. This is the companion episode to our boy bands, also alliterative episode that Carolyn and I did last year. But
la 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 la.
I'm so excited. I have like a lot of girl group thoughts that
this
I'm eager
good.
To talk through.
This is good. And so I'm going to start by saying that we watched Dreamgirls in conjunction with our preparation and that I had never seen it before.
I want to like it like a little more than I actually do.
It was a little long.
Yeah. It's a little long.
2 hours and 10 minutes. But it's Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
Yeah, but, like, it's Beyonce, like, not at peak powers.
Correct.
Also, look, I love Beyonce. I love her profoundly. I admire her hugely. She's a lot of things. She's not really much of an actress.
But she did fine with the part.
I also thought she did fine with the part. I completely agree that she did fine with the part.
Considering she was, like, the, you know, take over the group person.
Sure.
Spoiler.
Sure. The Diana Ross figure.
She didn't actually
figure.
Have much to do acting-wise,
right.
Which I think was a conscious choice, probably.
Probably.
So
I mean,
what
it was
I
a
came...
big step over what Foxy Cleopatra, the character that she played in the third Austin Powers movie. Like, it
which
was
I
a
also
huge
enjoyed.
Deep in quality, acting-wise.
That wasn't a very good movie, either.
Yeah, but just generally, she has, like, this like formidable... image, and it's kind of hard to set that aside when you're watching her attempt to play another character.
True. This is true.
Agreed.
So my takeaway from the movie, I asked Aline this, was it was hard to tell which was worse, white people or men.
It's a question for the ages.
It is. White men. I think we have our answer.
Yeah, yeah.
There were not actually a lot of white men there to...
No. Eddie Murphy really had to be the oppressor all by himself for the most part.
No, it was...
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx was the real oppressor.
That's right.
Poor Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he was very petulant that year because I think he was informed that he had a very good chance of winning the Oscar.
And then he didn't.
And then he
didn't. Jennifer Hudson won, right?
Jennifer Hudson did win.
She did.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
She did do a great job. She was terrific. And she has that barn burner of a
American
song.
Idol. Yeah.
Really? Was she that low? Seventh?
Yeah, we looked it up.
That's crazy.
Seventh. We just kept staring at her and saying,
that's more evidence that white people are the worst, right? Because, like, who won that season? Clay Aiken? Come on.
No, actually, it was Fantasia.
All right. Dang it.
I know, right?
I can't even properly blame racism.
What has she done since?
Mm. But I thought that the movie did a good job of making racism and race in the record industry, like, front and center.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that I could imagine many people watching that movie, whether they came into it because of Jennifer Hudson or Beyonce or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Would maybe be like, oh.
I feel like there are a ton of interesting ideas about sort of distinctions that exist within the African-American community that if you're not a part of it, you may not even be aware of. So ideas about colorism and the way that Beyonce's character is more highly valued because she sings in this very clean, high register that's sort of reedy and unimpressive, but it sounds more like what white pop music is doing rather than Jennifer Hudson, who's got like this big, like soulful powerhouse of a vocal.
Not a blending necessarily voice.
Right. And, like, that's a very, very interesting idea to think about, and that's a super interesting idea to think about in the era that we're in right now, where we've fallen back in love with a soulful vocal, but we do still tend to prefer it if it's coming from a white person, like your Adele's.
So Adele and
your Amy's
Duffy,
Winehouse's.
Amy, right, exactly.
Your Sam's Smith.
Sam's Smith.
Your Meghan Trainor's.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say she's the latest.
Yeah.
Tap into that.
That whole retro sound.
Retro Motown.
Right. And look, I like all of these ladies a lot. I've got my own. Lake Street Dive is a local Boston group that's starting to get very nationally famous and selling out the House of Blues and things like that. And they are all white people, and they are doing Motown-y pop music, and their lead vocalist is a classically trained jazz singer. So she's definitely working in that whole sound. So, like, it's interesting. I don't think we should not listen to white people who sing soul music, but I do think we should pay attention to how much more attention we pay to white people who sing soul music.
Agreed. And we should notice where they're borrowing from.
Yes. Although there are some success stories in that front. Sorry, I'm just tangenting all over the place here.
That's
I hope
what
that's all right.
This is good. Welcome to Bellwether Friends.
So one success story that at least I think this is how it came about for me, and I feel like it's true of the culture at large, is Amy Winehouse's backing band for Back to Black is the Dap Kings from Daptone Records, which is a soul revival label based in Brooklyn. And in the wake of Amy Winehouse's success, the band that they play with more primarily, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, started getting a ton of attention on smaller circuits. And Sharon Jones has had a huge career resurgence. Great.
She's also a courier.
She's a big fan of Gruyere cheese.
Perfect.
A huge career resurgence, and she is just like an incredibly cool 50-something black lady who used to be a prison guard at, I think, Rikers Island.
Okay, being a prison guard at Rikers Island is probably one of the best CV entries I can think of.
You didn't do that when you were in New York?
I did not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, it was a situation where an appropriative act got a ton of attention, but it ended up feeding back into attention for a group that was producing art more central to the cultural legacies of the people in the group.
All right.
So it happens sometimes. Other times we all just listen to Adele.
Well, yes. I think we should have many and varied tastes, but we should think about how they got there.
Hear, hear.
So let's talk about
Shandy to that.
Hound dog.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Hound Dog. Well, we could talk about a Hound Dog.
No,
well,
I was just thinking about the recordings of all of the in the 50s. they talked a little bit about it in Dreamgirls, and I was reading more about it in the article that you gave us, Margaret, from Smithsonian, that was talking about and race records and crossover acts and actual just sort of lifting the
track.
The track and re-recording it with the, and they showed it in Dreamgirls.
Oh my god, that was one of the best parts. The like, white oh, this group is terrible. Singing,
got me a Cadillac.
Yeah. Ooh.
With his little ukulele or whatever.
I think he was strumming a guitar.
Oh, maybe it was a guitar.
Yeah.
But it had the spirit of a ukulele.
Yeah. just like it was a copyright infringement and spiritual castration as well.
Yeah, okay.
So Dreamgirls is a fictional story about the not fictional Diana Ross and the Supremes situation, which has a happy ending, which apparently the Supremes, the Jennifer Hudson analog did not have.
Yeah. Florence Ballard.
She died
at age 32.
Yeah.
In poverty.
So thanks, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read the comments on the Smithsonian article.
I did not.
We will link to it.
I don't make a habit
of
it.
Well, these were particularly bad. Half the people thought that Dreamgirls was real. And a couple people thought it was a bad article.
This story checks out. This sounds like what I expect from
like
internet commenters.
The comments, yes. So don't read the comments. Just today's PSA.
In case you didn't know.
So I want to ask both of you, what do you think of when you think of girl groups of the, let's say, the Motown era? Like, what is your personal history with them? What's your favorite? You can go ahead, Margaret.
Well, the group I know best, without question, is definitely the Supremes. Because they are the ones who were played the most often. And also, it was like around age 20 when I started thinking about the fact that these songs that I used to just hear on the radio, because I listened to WODS, the oldies station in the greater Boston area. Oldies 103.3, Boston. While I was listening to them, it was just kind of like whatever came down the pipe would be enjoyable. And I'd be like, oh, this is a great tune. And then sometime around age 20, I was like, hang on a second. Those were written by people. And right. I could find those people. And then I could find more music, like the one single that I actually know. And I think I bought myself a greatest hits compilation of the Supremes at like a Dublin used CD store while I was studying abroad. And I was like, every single song on this album is fire and I love it. And so I know the Supremes catalog the best. And they're definitely the first people I think of. I'm still getting into all of the other groups because there are so many of them.
There really are. I was looking into it and I don't recognize the names of half of them. And they were just like, as in the way of Hollywood or record industry now, they're like, well, that worked. So let's generate
make a million
25
of them.
More of them.
Yeah.
And the article you shared was interesting in that it talked about how the 50s and 60s was like the age of the teenager in some ways, and how a lot of these girls were teenagers and their groups like formed in high school at talent shows or other competitions, and they were teenagers listening to teenagers, and that's how it made it easier for them to cross the racial divide and actually like their performances being on the pop charts instead of just the R&B charts, which
right.
I thought was really cool.
I think so too. But then in terms of like underrated gems of girl groups, my favorite is a band called Honeycone, because they write these extraordinarily on the nose like extended metaphors. So they have a song called Want Ads that's them doing like the chorus is wanted young and single and free, and it's basically just like them doing want ads for men they want to date. It's great. They have another song called One Monkey Don't Stop No Show terrific. It's all about how if you don't want me, you're free to go. Just a great sentiment. I wholeheartedly support it. So the Supremes are like my primary touchstone, but Honeycomb is my like deep cut. You should listen to more of these guys. And they have a greatest hits compilation that's on iTunes that you can get for like $10. And awesome. I highly recommend it.
They've come up on. Probably also get it through the library ILL system.
Also very true. If you want to copyright infringe, I guess you can do it that
way. Yeah. I just meant for listening to. I usually preview things and then buy them. You can ask her. I do actually buy music.
She buys a lot of music.
I don't. I listen to a lot of Spotify. I mean, I buy music, too.
We do that, too.
But.
I believe that we had the same. We had the two discs, Diana Ross and the Supremes collection, mm-hmm. in my household.
Huh.
And it was played often. I think by my father.
So I grew up listening to 97.3 KBSG, Seattle's Best Oldies.
Can you sing their theme?
94.1. Oldies 94.1.
I think. That, you know, they changed a lot, and I might be able to sing it by the end of the show. I'll have to, try to rehearse it a few times. But, so I listened to that in the car with my mom, and I listened to it, I continued listening to it through college. I have a friend who's, we worked the graveyard shift in college, and we listened to oldies all night long to mm-hmm. the horror of our third colleague.
I worked at an ice cream store, and that was the station we had to have it on. So I was the only one that knew the song.
Well, Natasha and I did this and tortured our coworkers with it because we knew all the words to all the songs, and we made friends with the late night DJs because we were working the graveyard shift, and we would call them up and we'd be like, "Hey, it's Natasha and Aline. Can we hear some Gary U.S. Bonds?" But we cemented this friendship by going to the state fair. This was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And the state fair had the rock and roll reunion tour came every year with like six names on one show. Mm-hmm. And so that was how we saw Lou Christie and Gary U.S. Bonds and the Shirelles. And I think one year we went to Just the Beach Boys. Right? So I'm a Shirelles girl.
She was telling me about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they, were the Shirelles. Oh my gosh. And it was the original ones. It was before Googling, but I checked to make sure. And I had the three real Shirelles.
That's which incredible.
Not all of the reunions are like that. All Shirelles all the time. So that's my little girl group kind of. It's blended in the oldies thing. And we also had, for when we were out of radio range, we had this like 20 cassette set of like oldies mixtapes, and it was before Rhino Records existed. But I, you know, my dad's favorite one was the one with Blueberry Hill on it, and my mom's favorite, and it had all of those like story songs too, which were always terrible.
But, I love those.
Yeah, they're the best. Like but, Love Child.
Yeah, oh God, Love Child. Yes.
Never meant to see.
I thought last episode was the singing episode.
No, this is absolutely going to be the singing episode. Also, you guys invited me on the show.
Right.
Oh, good.
This
Let's
is
sing.
My brand. Singing.
Just a minute. We're going to have
avidly,
time to do that.
Do we get to sing the rest of the songs?
Well, I can play. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So carry on. So Margaret is Supremes and I am the Shirelles. And you?
See, I have a fondness for the story songs also. And I feel like...
There's a crap ton of one-hit wonders in the story songs.
Right. So I kind of like the one-hit wonders story song, especially if there's like... talking at the beginning. Like, I really love a song that has like a spoken word part. I don't know why. Yeah, so I can't give you examples because then in the quiz I'm about to give you,
it'll
you might have
ruin
an
everything.
Advantage.
Okay, that's fine.
But every song that I put in the quiz, except for maybe one, is one that I would totally play. Just
did you
to
tell
play
our
it.
Listeners there was going to be a quiz?
I'm telling them right now. Okay, so I have prepared for our guest and my co-host here.
Oh my god.
An audio quiz in the style of Extra Hot Great. I want to give them credit. Where I will play you a short clip that I've selected from a song. And you just give me the name of the song. If you're feeling
extra credity.
Bold. If you're feeling
the group and
like
the year.
You have it. The year.
And the album.
Right. The group, the year, the album, the actual like five writers of the song. because most of the songs were not written by the girls.
Right, mm. right. We learned that in the article.
We did.
Thank you.
It's very Anytime, guys. Article.
So we're going to... There are 14 songs.
14. I'm keeping
score.
I'm going
to play it. You can ask me to play it more than once.
Okay. I'm so ready for this.
Keeping score. Okay.
Wait a minute. So Margaret and Aline are on a team. The more you know. And Anna gets points for us not getting them.
Yeah. Yes. If Anna stumps us, she gets a point.
Do we get a point for artist and a point for song title?
I think you should. Okay. I think you should get...
That's always how Anna and I played the car game.
I was going to say, this is how the car game works. You scroll through the radio and you get a point for the artist and a point for the song. And if you can sing along...
To any part least, that's not the chorus.
Right. Then you get a third point.
Yep.
Okay. Does that mean we're going to sing?
Maybe. I think we can maybe leave.
I don't think I'm going to be able to stop you. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, okay. Number one.
Number one.
So that's Baby Love by the Supremes, obvi. Their first number one.
It's Where Did Our Love Go?
Dang it! I feel so ashamed now.
It is the Supremes.
It is the Supremes.
Okay. All right. So we get both points.
Yes, we
Because
do.
We're on the same team.
You are on the same team. We're not competing against each other. We don't like that. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
For number two?
Yes, I'm ready. Get this one right. Shoot. I have a cover of this song. It's Many Kissed
again?
Me.
Correct.
And I have to try and figure out who is the is it the Ronettes?
Is it not the Shirelles? No.
Nope.
It's a Phil Spector thing.
Oh, you could say that about many things.
I know, no, but you can hear that with the like music. Is it the Crystals?
Yes, it is.
Hey!
Oh my god!
Aline got it.
She's good. You're all good.
Yes, we are.
All right, number three.
That's My Boyfriend's Back.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Knows I wasn't cheating. Yeah, you're gonna get a beating. Who is that by?
Yeah, that's who is that question, by? It's it? By the Shangri-Las.
I think you're right.
Nope.
Hmm.
They did the other one.
Yeah, you're gonna get a beating. No, I'm stumped. I don't know, it is the Angels.
Oh, the Angels.
Never would have come up with that. So.
Right,
nope.
Sorry. Nope. Mm-hmm. I can even see her notebook and I wouldn't have come up with that.
Hey, don't look at my notebook. I only have so many hands. All right, number four.
Magic in your touch. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles.
Yeah.
There you go.
Written by Carole King.
That's true.
Oh,
and Paul
yeah.
Goffin.
We need to go see that.
Oh, on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave now. This is my favorite one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number five. Look out.
Okay. This is the Shangri-Las.
Correct.
And
the name of the song is?
He's a Rebel?
I think it's Leader of the Pack.
Oh, you're right. It is Leader of the Pack.
Perhaps. Look out. So teenage Anna just would listen to that. If she had the technology, she would have just listened to it all over and over and over again.
You have not stumped us yet.
I'm not really trying to stump you.
No, we're just having fun.
Okay, so number five. Sorry, that was number five. Number six.
Oh, swallow your foolish pride. Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're always gonna love him.
So tell it's him, Tell Him.
Tell Him yes, by the Exciters.
Correct.
Tell Him right now.
Very
that's on
nice.
The, there's an Annie DeFranco cover of that on...
Oh, that's
no,
right.
No. It's an Annie DeFranco cover of Dusty Springfield song, but the actual Exciters song is on the My Best Friend's Wedding soundtrack. This is one of my favorite examples of terrible advice from girl group songs. This is not a successful romantic strategy.
No.
Do not tell him that. Do not do it.
We have to get to the ding-ding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ever since the world began, it's been that way for
I wish
for
you could
man
see the arm movements.
I'm so glad we're doing video for this one.
Yeah.
That's too bad that no one else can see it. Oh, well. All right. Number seven. This one, it's going to be so easy, you guys.
Okay. Is that a go into the chapel and we're gonna get married?
Yeah,
who's Chapel of Love.
Is it by?
Is that the Ronettes?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Is it the Crystals again?
Nope.
Okay. Are these all different bands? But not...
Can we phone a friend?
Yes.
No.
Are we gonna phone Google? it is the Dixie Cups.
Dixie Cups.
Right?
Yeah, no.
Now, is that one of the many groups that Darlene Love sang for? Am I crazy?
Well, let's ask our friend Google. Phone a friend.
Mm-hmm. Phoning a friend. So I've lost count, but we've only missed one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, number 7 would be 14, so we have 13.
Give me a point for that. There we go.
No, I'm not giving you any points. You have only
stumped
us. You
know, if I Google Dixie Cups, you know what I get. No, Rosalie Hawkins, Barbara Ann Hawkins, and Elthegra Neville.
Hmm. Tell me that one last again.
Elthegra, A-T-H-E-L-G-R-A, Neville.
Right.
I don't know if she's related to the other Nevilles.
Probably. I think she should be. For the purposes of the podcast, she is one of the Neville brothers.
This is the next one. Ready?
Ready.
He's so fine.
Yeah.
By the Chiffons.
You're right. Ooh, look at you. We have to listen to a little bit more.
Yeah,
sorry.
Fair.
I didn't mean to.
No. I was not.
Control.
If she puts anybody after 1980 on here, Margaret.
That's the second quiz.
Oh, good. I like the doo-lang, doo-lang,
doo-lang. Yeah, that's the best part. That's the best part about these songs is they each have their little hooky backup thing that they do.
Yeah,
my mom and I used to sit in the car and, like, do the backup part and say that we would go on the road someday.
Mm-hmm. I've always felt like backup singer is, like, it's at least my ideal level of a sartorial performance and a dance performance. Sadly, my voice is just not built for professional singing at all.
I'm not sure I'm built for synchronized dancing either.
Well, but girl group synchronized dancing from like the 60s is it's just like box steps. It's very...
Like, yeah, box stepping.
In like little hand
snapping motions
that act up the lyrics.
I still don't think I could do that. I'm too individual. I'm a rebel. I can't. All right. Next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing. Play it again.
This one I don't know.
Is it the Marvelettes?
No.
Hmm.
This one's going to be the Stumper.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
This is stumping me.
So this one was mentioned in the article as the first one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's not the Marvelettes? It's maybe by the Who's?
The Chantels.
Oh, by the Chantels. All right, so Anna gets a point.
I don't recall hearing it on the radio. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It's not ringing a bell. But anyway, now more people have been exposed to maybe.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's going to be so easy.
Yeah, Dancing in the Streets by Martha Reeve and the Vandellas.
Yes, indeedy.
See? This isn't hard. This is going to be easy, too. I'm so nice to you.
Oh, this is my jam. This is my go-to karaoke song. That is You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes. And the best part of it, too, which is the bridge where she's talking about waiting for that soft voice to talk to me at night. Some tender arms to hold her tight. She just keeps waiting. She keeps on waiting.
I know, right?
Phil Collins.
It ain't easy. No. Don't even mention that. Some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting. I keep on waiting. What did I need to say?
It ain't easy to
I have a friend, I have many friends named John, but the trolliest of the Johns, his favorite way to troll me is to only play the Phil Collins version of You Can't Hurry Love and to assert that it is the better version, which makes me furious.
That's an excellent method.
Yeah.
Yes, trolling, having a good troll for a good friend is awesome.
Dangerous.
Priceless.
Priceless.
Yeah.
for it one of you. All right, we have three more. Are you ready?
Okay, we're ready. For you, I know I will adore you till eternity. That's Be My Baby by the Ronettes. Finally.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
I love that. I have to sing the whole rest of it too. So thank you, Margaret. I am singing along in my heart.
Anytime, Maline. Anytime. Okay. I've been waiting for you. You know I will adore you till eternity. So won't you please be my little baby.
I do like your little bit in the Eddie Money song in the 80s.
Be my baby now. That is Dame Sophie's favorite pop song of all time.
Is it?
It is.
I hope that she'll enjoy this episode.
Me too.
Okay, this one is another one of my favorites.
Okay. Oh, this is The Marvelettes.
Correct.
And that's Please, Mr. Postman.
Correct. What? I'll play a little bit more.
I must not have been listening very hard.
Is there a letter only in your bag for me? You know it's been so long. Yes, since I heard from that boyfriend of mine. You better wait
a minute, wait a minute. Is that the best use of this song?
Yeah.
In Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins, that horrible horror movie.
I haven't seen that, of course, because I don't like horror movies.
So he's like walking up the street and these young women standing on a street corner start singing it to him because he's a postman and he's wearing his uniform and it's actually really kind of creepily cool.
Okay, thanks.
Jacob's Ladder reference.
For that. My favorite part is deliver the letter.
The sooner the better.
My favorite. All right, this is the last one. Also super easy. I've just been very, very
Wait, you said there was a second quiz.
There is a second quiz.
A modern one.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Oh, well, gosh, the Supremes again. Stop in the Name of Love.
So there were three Supreme songs on this quiz. Yes. Heart. Of 14.
Yes.
Think it over.
That is about the
three Supreme songs, and none of them were either Living in Shane or Love Child, despite your stated preference for story songs, Anna.
I did not have a track for Love Child, otherwise I would have put it on.
Yeah, it's so great.
The final score is Margaret and Aline 25 and Anna 1.
Wait, yeah, that's right. Wait, I should get 2 for stumping you on, maybe. You didn't get the artist either.
No, you only get 1 point for stumping us.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how our next quiz goes.
We get a point for each artist and song. But you only get 1 point
for stuff.
I get
the entertainment of creating it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is pretty good.
I spent a long time cutting tracks.
I really did. A really long time. She had headphones on and everything so that I couldn't hear.
Yeah, I didn't want her to unfairly. I didn't think you guys were going to have trouble with this material.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like everyone should have a girl group grounding.
Yeah.
At the risk of being alliterative. Excessively alliterative.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of girl group grounding, and music writers, Grace of My Heart. Do you know Grace of My Heart?
It
is a movie that came out in the 90s starring Ileana Douglas as this conglomeration of a Carole King type, a woman songwriter who was like making the transition from Tin Pan Alley to pop. And there's like a pseudo Leslie Gore character. Mm-hmm. And there's
Leslie Gore.
I know. It's you don't really
own
awesome.
Me.
We have
I'm
it at the library.
I'm just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Ooh, I should add that to the list of songs I do at karaoke. That's a great one.
Good. See, we've helped. Sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
That's okay. No, I just wanted to like insert Grace of My Heart into the kind of cool fictionalization of that actually teaches you some music history thing that we liked a little bit of in Dreamgirls. So
we did like add that to the list. And we have a copy of Sparkle here.
The old one.
The old one, not the new one. But we did not get to it.
Not yet.
Well, I feel like my two favorite cinematic girl group appearances are both credit to Alan Menken. Namely, the chorus in Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
Crucial. And then the G-rated version of that same chorus in Hercules. The 1998-ish animated movie.
What about the Three Sisters in Beauty and the Beast?
You know, if they had been a girl group, I would have been way more into them. Would have been a much better movie. I mean, it was pretty great.
But the other, and the other sisters in Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're, so we could, they're kind of like, about... they're like the lame white version of the girl group.
That's true. So are the sisters in Beauty and the Beast.
The triplets.
Let's talk about the number of people that you have to have a girl group. Is the minimum is 3.
Really? Okay, well, because one of the groups that I want to talk about, this was one of the things I was going to bring to the table. There's only 2.
Who? Is this modern or...
Modern.
Or, I'm talking about... We're talking classical. Old. We'll switch to modern shortly.
Okay.
So I feel like Motown era...
They mostly had at least 3.
So they could have, like, the lead and then...
Right, the two ladies backup. In the background.
And they made a point of that in Dreamgirls about how Eddie Murphy only needed 2 backup singers. You know, like, not 3, 2. Because there's, like, balance. I don't know. I'm sure there's some kind of reason for that. 3-part harmony, yes?
Yes, probably.
Our musical knowledge is best.
Yeah. Hit
its limit. Sounds good to me.
So... But some of the girl groups, I think, had 4 members.
Mm-hmm.
So what is then, we can segue to modern and talk about how the girl group concept has been filtered in various genres of music, right?
So are we talking about, like, the Go-Go's and Bananarama?
Yeah. Are we?
Which is going to be your era.
Hey, now.
I mean, like, I know the Go-Go's a little, but, like, not
You've
as well as
into
Spice
Girls.
You've
been studying up on Bell with her friends, haven't you?
Yes. So, I think, go ahead and tell us about your 2-person group. Is it Tegan and Sarah?
No. These guys are very modern. So they've started, I think their first major album came out maybe 3 years ago, and their name is Lucius, L-U-C-I-U-S, and it's a 4-person group, nope, 5-person group, 3 male instrumentalists and 2 female vocalists. And the female vocalists sing in conjunction, and they wear matching outfits, and the matching outfits are like a big part of the aesthetic. And I would say that they're certainly... They're, like, playing with all of the sound.
I feel like a lesbian separatist here.
Because there are male instrumentalists
but
involved?
But there are male instrumentalists.
No boys allowed.
And if they are male-identified, then I don't think they belong in girl groups.
Well, but there were probably male session, you know, male session.
Yes. I know the
musicians.
Men wrote the songs, probably, except for Carole King.
Right. And in this case, the ladies
I'm
are the ones writing the songs. And I just think they're working in that aesthetic. Like, if I was recommending to somebody who liked girl groups and they were like, what should I check out nowadays? I'd be like, you might want to try Lucius. So, but
so
I bring it to you as a question.
Because I'm always looking for women's voices. And, you know, I don't really care who's playing the instruments.
Exactly.
I can go along with it. But I do not want a dude's voice. I don't want to hear him saying ooh in the background. Nothing. I don't want a mic near those drums or that guitar. They can play the music, but I don't want to hear their voices.
Okay.
I'm shaking my pencil in case you're wondering about my tone.
Okay. So... Anyone who was lining up for our band tryouts.
Make note.
Make note.
I think sometimes you do get a male voice, but it is only, it's never a distinct male voice. It's only
Isn't
like
it a
an amplifying factor. So like you never hear an isolated male voice, but when the 2 women are singing in conjunction, but you need to have like the volume turned up a tiny bit, some of the male performers will join them, at least in live shows. But you couldn't be like, there's a male voice. You wouldn't hear it. You just hear...
So it's not like the Spice Girls where I can pick out each
exactly.
girl's voice and be like, that's Sporty Spice.
Exactly.
Just taking that solo.
Exactly. The men
or
never
direction.
Have a solo.
I can't do it with One Direction.
No?
No.
You need to try hard and believe in yourself.
Okay. Maybe you could teach me. I'm looking for... Carry on. I'm looking for a group which is not a girl group. And so it's not very relevant.
Are we going to talk about girl groups that then spawn solo careers like the Supremes and Diana Ross and Destiny's Child and Beyonce?
I think that's a good idea. So, but I think it happens with a lot of musical acts, right? There's one person,
Genesis and
like
Phil Collins,
Gwen Stefani, and Peter Gabriel, who's like, I want to go solo.
Right. It's like
and
a cliche.
And then the other band members are like, are you ever coming back? Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake.
Or the other band members are like mad at the bass player for having broken her heart and making
something
her go
like
solo.
So, you know, we can talk about it.
How do we decide who gets to go solo?
Do we decide?
I don't think we decide.
But is the person who goes solo the only one with the talent?
I don't think so, not necessarily.
Definitely not in the case of Destiny's Child. The other members of Destiny's Child have all gone on to flourishing independent careers. I mean, none as flourishing as Beyonce's.
Would you say they were mis-independent careers?
You're such a goon, Anna.
I know, thanks.
I think the saddest thing is when somebody tries to go solo and, like, doesn't actually have enough to stand on their own. Like,
right,
you're, like Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
And, like, every... also, like, every member of the Spice Girls tried to have a solo
yeah,
career at
yeah,
one point or another. I learned this recently because I was putting together a playlist for a party trolley for a bachelorette party. And
of
so I went through, like... 15 years of now that's what I call musics.
Yes.
Which
we have them at work.
Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, they did not separate the British charts from the American charts. So there are a lot of like random British acts that never made it over here. And like there was a couple years where it was like every single Spice Girl would have a solo song on each album. I'd be like, Emma Bunting trying again. Jerry Halliwell still trying to make it stick.
Yeah, I am on board for their reunion tour whenever it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever it happens. And if they wait long enough, they can reunite and One Direction can reunite and they can play together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But I definitely think, for example, in the case of One Direction, the person who's gone off solo was not, like, if...
Not who you would expect
right,
to go
no,
off
if anybody
solo.
Was going to go off solo, if there was one who was sort of elevated above the others, it would have been young Mr. Harry Styles.
Right. You would expect that he would be like, well, it's me.
Right.
Only with a British accent.
Well, it's me. That.
Bono.
Oh, my God. We seem to have gotten off track.
We're not off track. We're talking about people who were part of girl groups, like Harry Styles.
Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle, yes.
Oh, I had no idea that she was related to a girl group. See, I'm learning new things every day.
See, we're here to school you.
Belinda Carlisle and Jane Wedlin were both in the Go-Go's.
I did not know who that other person was. I've heard of Belinda Carlisle before, because I think they say her on the Gilmore Girls.
I am so making Margaret an 80s playlist.
Please do. That would be great. I'd love that. The 80s do fall in the sort of ignorance valley for me.
That's the valley that is the 70s for me.
Right. Because it's like the stuff that was popular while you were actually young. Right. That wasn't
but
being
not,
played
not
on
old
oldies
enough.
Stations by the
right.
time you started listening to radio.
Right. I wasn't old enough to have a radio.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I know your John Hughes's and stuff like that. Like, I know some of the detritus that got sifted up from that. But there's just like a level of knowledge that you have if you were a radio listener at that time that I would not possess.
And I acquired most of my 80s knowledge after the fact. I mean, I listened to the radio, but I...
That's
you know,
like me
at,
with
90s
grunge.
I was at
grunge.
The mercy of whatever.
That passed me by. I was too young.
Well, she's really excited to make you a playlist. She's written herself a note and she's put a box around it.
I'm jazzed to receive this playlist, Aline. It's going to be great.
Okay, so I wanted to segue to our other quiz
okay.
because I think it will fit in well here.
Okay. Can I shout out one more? And this is a genuine girl group and this is another one that's not
shout
well known.
Out as many as you want.
You're the
one that knows stuff about modern music. Sorry,
the Pipettes.
Please repeat yourself.
They put out like one album. They put out more than one album, but they put out only one album you should pay attention to in 2005 called We Are the Pipettes, and they are the genesis of my polka dot obsession. I think I can trace it back to them because they all wore matching outfits, all polka dot head to toe. And they were a conscious throwback to the sort of constructed pop groups of the 1960s. And they have essential songs like, because it's not love, but it's still a feeling. Right. Which is basically about like when you're attracted to somebody, but you're not in love with them, but you're probably going to sleep with them anyways. Crucial moment in a lot of women's lives. They have one about, it's called ABC, and it's about a guy who's really smart but doesn't know anything about love. He knows about the sonic spectrum, damn it, but he don't know how to move me. It's great. They're wonderful. The album We Are the Pets is essential listening, and everybody should track it down.
Oh, I just looked at my notes, and I realized I never said anything about the Andrews Sisters. Going way back in time.
Yeah. That is some karaoke music.
Don't sit under the apple tree.
With anyone else but me.
But me.
All right. Let's work on this quiz.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
I feel like this is one where we can stop and discuss. Is this a girl group or not?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll debate. So that's Salt and Peppa.
Yes.
And that's What a Man.
Yes. See?
And I think they're a girl group.
They are indeed too. A girl group.
They also have a song called Shoot.
I got a biography of them from the library
today.
Yeah.
Amazing. See?
The Library of Hip-Hop Biographies.
Right.
Salt and Peppa. Titles in the series, The Beastie Boys, Sean Combs, LL Cool J, Queen Latifah, and Russell Simmons are the other.
So what movie was it that had the Salt and Peppa song in it that you were singing every word to it?
Deadpool.
We go to see Deadpool, and there's a Salt and Peppa song.
Sex. Oh, that's a classic.
I believe so.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk
about George Michael.
The things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
No, it's a different song.
Maybe it wasn't. I'll check it.
But that's definitely not George Michael. That's Salt and Pepper that I was just singing.
It's not George Michael. Carry on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I knew all the words, yes.
And yeah, and she's like, yeah, this is Salt and Pepper. And I'm like, well, okay, because
it's Peppa.
I know. Am I saying Pepper?
R at the end.
I'm not saying Pepper.
Shoop. Oh, sorry. It was Shoop.
It was Shoop that she was singing. Thank you. It was Shoop.
Here. We'll play a little bit.
And Anna will sing along.
I will sing
Shoop
along.
Shoop is such a good song. I don't think I can do any of the choruses. I think I can only do... I don't think I can do any of the verses. Only the choruses. Look like that. Yeah. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake booty? It looks to kill you with feet and shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know. How does it hang? Straight up, wait up.
So she's singing
so
every word of
not
this song
word,
in the movie theater, and I'm like, who are you? what is that?
Aline, this is a moment where you look at her and you say, this is the person I chose. I chose this person. You
it's
look in
me.
A mirror and you say, I chose this person.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, more
my best
buzzing.
Friend has to do that with me all of the time because I'm constantly embarrassing her, especially with public singing. Oh, this is the Spice Girls. Any fool can see you falling. I got him. I've given you everything, all that joy could bring, and I swear.
Yes, I swear.
Okay,
Say You'll Be There is the name of the song.
Yes.
From the Spice Girls Forward, you've got covered.
Yes.
So I should stop
you
any of my playlist at the Spice Girls.
Yes.
Correct. Up until the Spice Girls, I need to cover for you,
sure.
And then Spice Girls and later. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite clip of the song because it's not grammatically correct at all. Throw in far too much emotions at me. Let's just hear it one more
There's
time.
There's a whole lot of Spice Girls doing that.
Yeah.
Oop, hold on. I need to adjust it. So there's a little bit more afterward. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay, this is one for Margaret.
Can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this. That's Bootylicious by Beyonce.
Ah!
I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly by Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce.
Oh,
it's
God, Destiny's Child. Jeez Louise.
Come on, I should get a point for that.
You should. I actually knew that. No, because I just wasn't fighting with her. I knew it was Destiny's Child.
I was not
she
saying
was forgetting
it.
The purpose of the quiz.
I was not saying it in my full brain.
Right.
Try again. Okay.
Destiny's Child.
Alrighty.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Are they a girl group?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Was that all right?
Good. You know that song.
I do?
Yes, you do. You want to hear it again? Hey, don't cheat. Jeez.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
This sounds like some of this Disney Channel nonsense that Anna finds her way to.
Nope. I know she knows the song. We were talking about it. You give up?
And will you give me a little bit more of the song?
No.
You get the clip. That's all.
I want my points.
All right. You get the, you get
okay,
your point.
Now I'll play you more.
Oh, good.
Oh, is this like Sugarland? But it's country. It's not death. It's not
country. Yes. Can you think of a country girl group?
It's not the Dixie Chicks.
Is it the Dixie Chicks?
Correct.
Was it Goodbye Earl?
Yes.
Oh.
The name Earl was in that last clip.
Sorry. She still gets it because I didn't get it. We were talking. Right. She knows it because we were talking about this
song. Here's one for Margaret again.
Okay, good.
What I've done wrong and how long it's been going on.
This is one of my favorite songs. From the 90s.
Is it Bewitched?
Nope. I don't know any songs by Bewitched. That's too late for me.
I have no idea. I mean, it's not the Spice Girls again, is it?
Nope.
No, I don't know it. Or I couldn't recognize it from that.
Okay, here, let me play a little more.
Anna gets another point.
What I've done wrong.
Notice the strains of Amazing Grace in the background.
Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection?
What is this?
It's called Never Ever. It's by All Saints.
Oh, I do know that song.
They're a British girl group.
So alone, yeah.
Exactly. But the spoken word part is the best. Mm-hmm. As we all know.
And I would not have gotten that, so.
Anna thinks it's the best.
I do think it's the best.
The spoken word parts are always Anna's favorite parts.
This is what we've learned. All right, here's the next one. You know that one?
No. Not from that clip, at least.
Do you know this one?
I'm gonna know it.
You're gonna know it?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to extend it?
Yep. You get the point.
This is good. I'm glad.
You're stumping the hell out of us.
Yeah. You
know, I'm hoping that people listening to this in the car or whatever are gonna be like, I know what that is!
I don't wanna go another day. So I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind.
Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, God.
The
I could have recognized some other Pussycat Dolls songs, but boy, you picked.
That's one I got my hands on. But
I think it should be noted that we don't have a girl group playlist in our like household Spotify rotation.
We
have a boy group. Yeah. A boy band rotation.
Wow. Some lesbian separatists you two are. Wow.
We're not separate
Seriously,
at all.
We have a Spice Direction playlist.
Yeah, we do have a
so
Spice
it's One Direction and the Spice Girls.
Sure.
But we have a boy band, so we seriously need to get on the girl group.
Yeah.
Well, we have all
We should start it with the Pipettes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's TLC and the song is No Scrubs.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's a great song.
I knew that one.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Go ahead.
I'm going to play it.
Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
You can't spatially expand my horizon.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I don't want your number.
The Left Eye Lopez.
I ain't gonna give you mine. No, I ain't gonna take you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. Go ahead.
I do like all of the no's.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? All right, we only have five more.
Okay. Cruel Summer. That's Bananarama, Cruel Summer.
Oh, wow, I know that song. I had no idea it was by a band.
Oh, boy.
It's not.
It's not by a band. It's by Banana Rama. Good summer.
I think that one of them is wearing overalls in the video.
I hope so.
That would be the Go-Go's.
Yeah. I was about to say, that sounds like an Aline.
Our lips are sealed.
Hey, there's an Olsen Twins movie named after that song.
I'm enjoying my fade
out.
Yeah,
I think I think that in that one, they're in the witness protection program in on a Caribbean island. The Olsen twins in their movie.
Oh, I was like, the Go-Go's in their video? Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I don't remember the video of that one.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Manic Monday by the Bangles?
Yes, it is.
All right, great. So you know some songs from the 80s.
Well done.
See, there you go. We're just figuring out what it is, you know. So we can guide our choices.
You know, you can't go wrong with Walk Like an Egyptian.
I know, but I don't know. Okay.
What was that movie that starred Susanna Hoffs in the 80s?
I can't look it up right now. I'm busy.
It was like the end of college. It's not the all-nighter. Or maybe it is the all-nighter. Anyway, okay, what's the next
Here,
one?
You look it up.
That's the Pointer Sisters?
See?
Right?
Look at you.
Well, that one's in Love Actually. Jump.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, right. I primarily knew it from Basketball Games.
This doesn't surprise me.
Well, we have to play something when there's a jump ball, okay?
Your phone just clicked.
Oh, sorry, phone. You can't really hear the synthesizer in that clip, which is too bad. All right, here's the last one, which is going to be Aline, but I think you'll probably know it from...
That's Wilson Phillips. It's Hold On. Did I say it right? Is that the right name?
Yes, it is.
I'm just checking. I wasn't sure if that's why
God
you guys
bless
were laughing
bridesmaids.
At me.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes I accidentally say Wilson Pickett's, which is a very different thing.
I am comfortable with the name.
Yeah. But I mean, like, this is a band where I guarantee they had male musicians who toured with them, and it's only two ladies. So I think your objection
no,
is
three. And do you know their relationship to the Beach Boys?
No. What's their relationship to the Beach Boys?
The Wilson of Wilson Phillips is the daughter of Brian Wilson.
Oh,
of the Beach Boys.
Such a deal here. Great. Thanks,
and
you guys.
And you know about the Phillipses, right?
Oh, like the Mamas and the Papas Phillipses?
Yes.
Ooh. That's a very
so
incestuous
go.
Clan. That's the
they
primary
also,
way
so,
I know about them.
It well right, but it's the, I mean they're like a second generation.
So it's like
super
a musical group. Dynasty supergroup, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
a little
basically.
Bit. Yeah.
So here's a question that comes out of that, which is there are sisters in that, and there are sisters in the Dixie Chicks, and they just like added one, mm-hmm. and there's the Pointer Sisters, and so like there are a lot of sister groups, but I don't know if every sister group is like a girl group. Is that can I make a square and rectangle distinction there?
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of times they let their brothers in, like the Jets.
Or the Coors.
Or the Coors.
Or
the Carter family.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the one with all the, or the Osmonds.
Right.
But they're not billing themselves as sisters.
I'm a little bit country.
Mm-hmm. So here's a, so Heart.
Yeah.
Are they a girl group or are they just Heart?
They're just Heart.
But they do make Aline very happy.
I know, your face,
they're from
your
Seattle.
Face. Yeah, from Seattle. Where did my cheat sheet go? So I was reading up on current girl groups, and as we discovered in our boy band episode, the creation and publicization and, like, cookie-cutter production of girl groups has gone to Asia, so Japan and Korea.
Lots of K-pop.
And I really need to check some of those out.
Yeah.
I tend to like.
Yeah.
I like.
You
Japanese.
Like highly saccharine manufactured pop music.
She really
I love
does.
It.
She really does.
Which, you know,
so,
there's a reason.
Apparently there was a reality show where they created a super group called Blush. So I really need to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I was looking at like top grossing girl group songs and stuff, and all of these, particularly South Korean acts, were coming up, and I feel like I need to find out more about this. So if you are listening to our show and you know, if you want to give us recommendations for any girl group song or album, if you want to quibble with us about definitions of girl groups, if you have heard K-pop or J-pop that you want to recommend, or
I have one that I want to recommend.
Okay.
Baby Metal.
Baby Metal.
Yeah,
right.
Which is basically like
is a, that metal with a T?
Metal with a T. And it's a Japanese like girl pop band, but their musical tracks are heavy metal.
All right.
They're amazing. Baby Metal.
Wasn't someone on Twitter just talking about that? Or am I hallucinating?
It's entirely possible.
So I went to see this Japanese band. Now, I don't know if they were men or women. Never mind. They were like Eminem outfits. Yeah, you couldn't tell.
Well, with these ones, you can tell they were like little schoolgirl outfits.
Okay. Of course.
I feel like... So I put in the Dixie Chicks because I think... You know, there are different genres that have their own, like, version of the girl group, and that the 80s and the 90s were, like, the last gasp of girl group proper in this country, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there was... Okay, yeah.
But that in the UK also, I was on Spotify looking for... Oh, no, I was in Hoopla looking for, like... All girl.
There were Riot Girl grunge groups like
yeah.
7 Year Bitch and L7. I'm not making them up.
I just think that we're ripe for another
girl group evolution.
Yeah,
here in the U.S.
My friend Melanie has a super playlist of girl groups that includes. Some lesser known ones. I can send you guys the link to Mel's girl group playlist. But some of the other ones that are like smaller groups, there's The Like, and previously mentioned Lucius and the Pipettes. Lots of good stuff is all I can tell you guys.
I would expect nothing less. Okay, so I feel like we could go on for a while, but we try to wrap it up. Do you have a musical obsession to share with us today, Margaret?
I do. My
You can have more than one if you wish.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll say that Lucius's new album, so I've already talked about them in here, but I'm going to throw their name out again, called Good Grief. It came out on March 11th, and it is astoundingly great. And it's especially nice if you like yourself a nice 80s synth. Aline,
she sounds good.
Definitely check them out.
Like that?
No, who would ever guess?
When was the last time you saw Erasure?
Do you have a specific song on this album that we should put on the musical obsessions playlist?
Let's go for What We Have to Do to Change.
That sounds adult.
I mean, it's not adult. So there's that, and then another album that's just been released, is called Good Advice by Bashi Bulat, and she has been, like, a...
You were just at her concert.
I was. Right? I've been to both of these bands. I've been to see both of these bands in the last 2 weeks and Instagrammed obnoxiously about it because they were wearing great outfits, so, like, what else am I supposed to do?
It's okay. You're our link to the outside world.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be your elected culture representative. But she is originally a Canadian folk-based singer-songwriter. And with this album, she's made a jump into sort of wall of soundy 60s pop sort of production values. And it's great. And from that, the song I say you guys should put on the playlist is Fool by Bashi Bulat.
Okay.
Because it's great.
Yours is Shakira.
I thought I talked about it on the last one.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Remember we recorded that
a long time ago. Okay, so my musical obsession.
Ugh, our computer is frozen, so hopefully we're still recording.
My musical obsession is Shakira's Try Everything, which is in the Zootopia movie on the Zootopia soundtrack on Spotify and available for your listening pleasure.
On repeat.
It is, yeah, I listened to it about 10 times in a row one day and mostly 3 or 4 times in a row every other day. I just put it on when I come in the kitchen, and if it doesn't repeat, I go back and I start it over again.
Right.
Because it's really, really cute and dancey. And
it has a good message.
It has a very good message. If you fall down, get up and try again.
Well, yeah. That sounds crucial.
It is crucial. And so mine is Gwen Stefani's Make Me Like You, which I think they aired the video during the Super Bowl, and then they talked about her on Sunday morning. And so it all worked to get me interested in her song. Marketing works, people. Because now it's kind of stuck in my head, so.
It's a nice song. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to listening to both of your musical obsessions.
Thank you. Mine is very poppy, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. What? You? What? What? Right. Anna. Impossible. Impossible.
What is your not musical, or you can have another obsession that's still musical, since you were often going to concerts.
It's true.
Obsession.
My obsession is mildly musical, in that it is the musical comedy Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW network. Yep. In fact, I'm probably going to elect to, if one of the songs is on Spotify, I am going to insist that it be added to the musical obsessions thing too, because they did a girl group number when Perfect. She fell asleep on a plane next to her therapist and had dream therapy sessions with her therapist. And the song is called Dream Ghost. And it's all about sort of like the rules by which a dream ghost operates in your brain. And it's fire is all I can really tell you. It's just a really great tune. And the show is funny and incredibly, incredibly emotionally insightful, and has great, hilarious, but also musically successful parody songs. And it's doing that terrific thing where you start out with a 3-person primary focus cast, and then it's really fleshing out the secondary roles, and now we're getting to the point where it's fleshing out the tertiary roles. So, like, all of the townspeople are starting to have identities, and it's great. And it just got renewed for a second season.
Sounds like Gilmore Girls to me.
Yeah, it's basically like if you took a Gilmore Girls-y town and then added in the good parts of Glee, so like the musical numbers and some of the snarky humor, but you abandoned the incredibly schizophrenic character changes.
We can watch it.
It sounds like we might need to watch
it's
that.
It's great. Unfortunately, you can only see the most recent 5 episodes on the CW website, but this is so good, and you guys would like it so much that I think you should really just buy a season pass on, like, Amazon or whatever and watch it that way, because you won't regret it.
Okay.
And right. You'll have a super huge crush on Rebecca Bloom. No,
yes.
Sorry. Rebecca Bunch is the character's name. Rachel Bloom is
Rachel
the
Bloom,
actress
right.
and creator.
I've heard some of the songs because just
will
about
I
every
have a crush
podcast,
on her, or will you have a crush on her?
Just about every podcast
Both of you, I
think. Listen to has discussed it. So,
she had a very important song in the last episode called "Heavy Boobs."
Right, that is super
about the burden of having heavy boobs.
Interests.
That has in the middle of it a bridge where she defines, because one of the lines is, my heavy boobs, dense like dying stars.
Great.
So then there's a bridge in the middle where she defines what dying stars are and how they're dense. And she's like, so like my boobs, they're like that. It's amazing.
Perfect. What's your obsession, Eileen?
My obsession is the audiobook I have going on in my car right now, which is Rose Under Fire by Elizabeth Wein. It is a companion piece / pseudo sequel to Codename Verity. young women in World War II flying planes and being in danger. And I think that something critical happened on my drive home today. And I need to go back a couple of tracks, because suddenly they're talking about a character in a verb tense that is ominous.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what, did I miss something? But I think that it's probably following a narrative thread to its denouement.
Oh, I see.
It's going to go back and follow that the other characters.
But just in case.
Yeah.
And I am currently reading The Dark Days Club by Alison Goodman, who wrote Eon and Iona, is an Australian author. And this is a Regency set paranormal where a young debutante whose mother drowned in presumed disgrace finds out that she has powers and that she's one of 8 people that can help defend the realm from these, like, basically devil in that wear human disguise.
Right, as is so often the case.
Right. And so there's like the sketchy guy who is going to train her and who she's attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this very nice Duke who is interested in her as well. But it's not so much about a love triangle as it is about her, like, trying to figure out what to do and also trying to get out of the house without people wondering where she's running off to all the time. I'm almost done.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I think that there's a demographic that will like it, and there are several of those people at this table.
Okay, then.
So, what? Well, we're back. Yay! Maybe our recording didn't stop after all. We'll find out. So, thank you for listening. I'm Anna, and you can find me at Helga Grace on Twitter, HelgaGrace. This is Eileen.
You can find me on Twitter at Surly Spice, SurlySpice.
And Margaret, you can plug anything you want.
You can find me alone at Mrs. Friday Next, MrsFridayNext. You can find me jointly with my co-newsletter editor at Two Bossy Dames. That's TOW, Bossy Dames. You can subscribe to our newsletter at tinyletter.com/twobossydames, or you can track me down on my podcast, Appointment Television, and chat with me and my 2 podcast co-hosts at ATV Podcast on Twitter. And I look super forward to hearing from you any of those places. And thank you guys for having me on. This was really fun.
Yay! Thank you, Margaret.
It was my pleasure, you two.
Oh, good.
Bye.
And our in and out music was provided by Julie Jergens. You can find her on Twitter at Hi Miss Julie, HimissJulie. Welcome to McAfee Total Projection. No, hold on, let me start over. Yeah, I got... Welcome to Bell the... Hey, I'm going to edit all this out. Or not.